T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning and welcome to Cleveland Connection. Our first guest today is Barb DeTore.
And she is with Trinity High School's pre-professional internship program. Good morning.
Good morning, Chelsea. Thanks so much for having me today.
Thanks for coming in. This is really cool and I'm excited to talk about this. Let's start off by telling the audience a little bit about Trinity High School.
Trinity High School is a very special school. We are a Catholic co-ed private high school located in Garfield Heights. We serve about 360 students right now, and we pride ourselves on being college preps. Our academics are top. We have a beautiful ministry program, and what we're talking about today is our pre-professional internship program that prepares students in their high school years for their future careers.
How does this help prepare them?
Thanks for the question. Trinity High School is the only school in the area that actually allows our students, all of them, grades 10 through 12, to go to an internship setting one day a week through the whole school year. We provide the transportation, and our students go to professional settings somewhat related to their career interests. So we have people going to schools, law offices, veterinary clinics, hospitals, museums, and they go to that setting one day a week, building relationships, helping their colleagues there, and creating wonderful resumes.
Man, I wish something like this was around when I was in high school. I'm kind of jealous.
I hear that a lot, and I feel the same way.
How long has this program been around?
That's why we're excited to be here today, Chelsea. We are celebrating this year our 10-year anniversary of the pre-professional internship program. So in 2009, in September, we had a group of 70 students ready to go out to about 5 companies one day a week. And in 10 years, we now have 270 students going out this year to about 70 companies throughout the Cleveland area. So we've seen our expansion, and we also get to see all those stories of how our students find out what it's like to be just an employee, what it's like to work next to somebody who is doing what you hope to do in the future. Sometimes they find out, you know, this is not what I want to do, but having a 3-year program, the next year they go into a different field. So they are having the opportunity to try out their careers early and not waste college money going from one major to the next.
Oh, I love that. First of all, congratulations on your 10-year anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Second of all, I went through that myself. You know, I feel like there's such pressure on teenagers these days to have their entire life figured out by the time they're 18 years old. And that's not always the case. I mean, me myself, I went to school for environmental science before,
wow.
Before I switched into broadcasting.
Isn't
so
that something?
It's nice to have the opportunity to explore and to branch out and see what it is that you want to do. So you mentioned you work with about 70 companies, give or take.
Right. Uh-huh.
Are these companies that you are continuously partnered with, the students can only go to those companies, or if they want to go to companies outside of that, do they reach out separately, or how does that work?
We do both ways. We have companies who've been with us all along. I call them our pioneer sponsors, and we certainly love them. But every year we're expanding, and sometimes that happens through the families of our interns. For example, just this week, I had a mother reach out to me who said, my daughter and I had the opportunity to work with an attorney. She is interested in joining your program and having my daughter be her intern. So I reached out to her, presented the program, and I believe we'll have a new connection this year. And this year at the internship program, we have about 7 new companies. Sometimes they are driven by parent and student interest. Sometimes they actually call me. They hear about our program and say, I want a creative staffing solution. You know, I would love a high school student to come one day a week, make my follow-up phone calls, help us go paperless, get that huge mound of filing finished, and work next to me. And so we sign them up, and there they are. So our sponsors get that great enthusiasm of a high school intern, and the intern gets the experience of being an employee at those facilities.
So how does this work for the students? Do they have certain goals that they have to meet at these internships?
Okay, so if you're a Trinity student, you come to us in grade 9, we're 9 through 12, and the first year you're going to take a course called Internship 101. And in that course, you're going to get ready for being an intern. You'll learn the Microsoft package, including Excel and Word, some PowerPoint. You'll find out what a database looks like. And you'll also get some experience. What is it like to talk to an adult face-to-face? You know, our students these days are very good at working with their thumbs to communicate by texting, but we actually encourage them to practice handshakes and presenting themselves professionally. They do then also a career search, and they choose a pathway, and we have four of them. There's graphic design, the medical program, information technology, and the last one we call college and career, and that could be everything from A to Z, accounting to zoology. And within that also are people who might say, you know, I'm really not interested in college, and that's fine too. Let's connect them to hands-on facilities like a landscaping company. So they kind of figure out what direction they're going in, and then I, in the summertime, and my staff, we look at these great students and their career desires. We look at our wonderful companies and departments, and we make that puzzle happen. Who's going to go where, with the idea that really the requirement is they've taken that course, the company has welcomed them, and now let's just kind of see what happens in as a whole year unfolds. As they're there every week from September through May, getting more and more acclimated, showing more and more initiative, and getting to do more things for that sponsor.
If you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are speaking with Barb DeTore, and she is with Trinity High School's pre-professional internship program. Barb, do the students usually keep the same internship all 3 years through high school?
That's a great question. Usually they do not. Usually they get a resume of three different companies. So let's say that you want to be a teacher and the first year you've been with a first grade classroom and you loved it. But now why don't we try you in the seventh grade level? What's it like to work with older children? Or maybe you know you want those younger kids, but let's put you at a different school so you see how that facility works. So a lot of times when they know their career, I still like to have them go to three different places. But now and then a match is made in heaven. I have an example this year, Miss Hannah over there at the Village at Marymount in the finance department. She came as a sophomore, entry level, and right away showed such an aptitude for that area that they hired her over the summer, sometimes evenings during the week, and every year she is their intern. So she's starting her senior year in the same place. But as they've told me, her job description keeps changing as she's more and more experienced. So she does have one company for all 3 years. But I have a feeling when she comes back from college, they would be snapping her up in a second.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because opportunities like that, it seems like you can almost graduate and go on, but go right into a career also if you have set this up in advance. Is that a correct assumption?
Absolutely. We have the Cleveland Clinic we partner closely with, and they even come and speak to our seniors in that medical program about how to be hired right away as high school graduates with some of their college assisted through the clinic or coming back, you know, as summer visitors and working for them. So absolutely. SwageLock is a company that's always very interested in hiring interns who've worked with them in the past. So it's very exciting to see that happen.
Let's talk about the pathway options for the students. We've covered healthcare. You also offer information technology. Give us some details on that.
Sure. Information technology, or IT, is an area where the students start to speak a language I don't, and they are able to get all kinds of experience and actually go towards adult certification in areas like Cisco CCNA certification, CompTIA A+ certification. And as they get through their 10th grade IT course, 11th grade IT course, and during the 12th grade year, they are placed in settings like area hospitals, like the Northeast Ohio regional sewer district like Swagelok, where they are actually helping people break fix sometimes. Sometimes they're on help desks. Sometimes they're doing new installs. And then imagine that class where they come back together for their IT class and they can all bring together, what did you do this week at your internship? What were you looking at? And actually, you know, speak professionally about what goes on in the real world and what they're studying.
The third one is graphic design.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's give some more details on that.
Sure. Graphic design, very similar to IT. They're getting real world experience in their coursework and then going out and doing graphic design in places like hospitals. Again, we're at Enerco in graphic design, the Cleveland Museum of Art. And these students in their coursework are learning programs like Adobe, InDesign, Illustrator. And the packages change as the industry changes. Our instructors are very good at keeping our students current with what's being taught out there. Along with graphic design, we're excited to have our own graphic design studio right in-house at Trinity. We have a huge dot matrix printer.
Wow.
We do everything from, you know, business cards all the way up to car wraps and things like that for customers in the Cleveland area. So the students who work in-house have customers like that. So imagine going to a college recruiter and saying, I want to be a graphic designer, and here's my portfolio, but it's not from things you've done for your graphic design course. It's from work you've done for real companies out in the Cleveland area.
I don't even have words for that. That's cool.
<Thank you.
laughs> That's the only thing I can say is that's cool.
Wonderful.
The fourth one, I think, is really unique because this one, the students are putting this together themselves, the program. Give us some more information on that.
Okay, we call it college and career readiness. And really, the sky is the limit. What do you want to do? Those first three we talked about, medical, IT, and graphic design, have coursework built in. If you're one of those, you're going to get certain classes. But let's say that you want to be an astronomist like one of my sophomores right now. We don't have a package put together for that. So he's going to take in his electives where his friends will be taking med science or IT, he would be taking upper level science courses or math courses to get ready. And then I'm going to be trying to get him into places like the astronomy department at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History so that he can be working with people who work with astronomy. What is that like? See it in the high school level and see if that's really what he'd like to pursue. But in that range, you know, we go from astronomy, finance, education, law, landscaping, mechanics. You know, it's every year there's somebody new. I'm trying to make a relationship now with Burke Lakefront Airport for a young man who wants to be a pilot. I mean, even if he was doing administrative work for them, but have that going on around him, he'd be thrilled. So things like that. You look at what they want to do, and then I make calls and see what I can do with my own connections or with people that can connect me to places where they want to go. Years ago, I had a student who said outdoor conservation. I'm like, oh my goodness, we don't have the metro parks yet. And we made that connection, and now every year we have about six students there, and they're doing things like trail maintenance, putting out cameras to look at wildlife, you know, planting things. So these are your hands-on outdoor people, and they just love that. But it came because of a student interest.
I love that this program not only helps students find careers and what they want to do, but it seems like you are in your own way, helping make these dreams come true. And you are encouraging aspirations and stepping outside of the standard box. You are helping them build. And that is just amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that because that is what I love about my job. Sometimes they come back at the end of the day and they tell me what they've been doing. And I'm like, man, I'm sitting behind this desk and you're out there, you know.
You're like being an astronomer.
Yeah, for heaven's sakes, dusting dinosaur bones, you know.
So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection, presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are talking with Barb DeTore, and she is with Trinity High School's pre-professional internship program.
Barb, you've already mentioned a few stories of the students who are in the program. Do you have any other stories that you would like to share?
Oh, sure. We have some wonderful alumni success stories, and I just brought a few of them with me. But One of them is Josh Avsek, and talking about that college and career field, he wanted to be a zoologist in a bad way, and he came in his ninth grade year and told me, Mrs. DeChory, if I could ever get connected with animals. Well, it was about his senior year that we got our first relationship with the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. And I came to Josh and I said, Josh, I'm going to pull you from that wonderful job you're doing at that elementary school because this is open right now. So he was almost on the ceiling. He was so excited. And we went down there and we met the director. And right away they said, of course we want Josh. And he became this wonderful intern. And he told me just recently, I called him to see where he is now. He graduated from us in 2012, I believe. Anyway, he's now an animal keeper at a place called Tiger World. It's a wildlife refuge in North Carolina. And he sounds like he's just as excited as he ever was. And he said to me yesterday when I spoke to him to ask if I could use his name today, he said, Mrs. DeChory, you started me and I am living the dream. He lives at the zoo. He trains lions and tigers so that they can be treated medically. He explains them to visitors and he's just still on the moon about animals and animal life.
See, that's my point exactly.
And then another success story I have for you is a young lady named Nicole Conter, who was one of our first-year interns. And she right away knew she wanted to be a medical intern, so she went through our medical program, went to the Ohio State University, and got her nursing degree. And she is now a registered nurse at Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital. And what's so exciting to her is that while she was just starting with Rainbow as a professional, we were connecting with them in the internship program, and her younger sister came in as an intern and is now a college student, also still working with them. So it's a family story. But I don't know a lot about the medical world myself, but I know how rigorous it is to become an RN, mm-hmm. and then to be out in the field doing what she loves and welcoming her sister to that facility. And we love our connection with them. Our third story concerns our graphic design student named Scott Bollinger. Scott was one of our first interns as well in the program. Loved graphic design. He actually worked in our own studio, and he was the one who put up a lot of the art you'll see when you come through Trinity. Of course, it's probably been replaced by now, but he was the one with the design of it, so we've put our new pictures up. Anyway, Scott went on to college in Florida, loved his career, started his own business there in Florida, but realized he wanted to be back in the Cleveland area. So he's here now with his own company called Wrapped by SB for his initial. And he does car wraps, and he's actually going to come and do our new vans, because with this program, we just added two new vans to our fleet to get everybody where they're going. So we'll see Scott in a couple days to get our van on the road.
So if someone is listening to this and they run a business, they want to reach out to you to become part of this, what would you say to them?
I would say thank you so much for bringing that up. That was one reason I was so excited to share this news. I would love to hear from you. We are always expanding the program. So please go on to our website, ths.org, and look at the internship section. Or you can just reach out directly to me. My phone number is 216-581-5749, and I'd love to come out and tell you more about the program. Or actually, what I've started to do just last year, Chelsea, is I have internship socials about one day a month. I invite professionals looking at our program. They come and I feed them breakfast on their way to work, and then I have my students come down and they hear from interns in all four areas. And I mean, it's okay to talk to me, but when you see these students who can express themselves, you get a firsthand look at what we're doing for these young people. So that's always fun, too. So I'd love to welcome them to our first internship social this year.
So what if somebody's listening and they want to get in on this? They want to come to Trinity. They want to become one of these students who can be eligible for these internships. How could they go about doing that?
If you want to join our very happy student body, we would love to have you. And if you could also go to our website, ths.org, or you can call our main number, 216-581-1644. Let us know that you're a student looking to join an exciting high school that does something nobody else is doing. We would love to welcome you and tell you more.
Can you give that phone number one more time just in case someone missed it?
Sure. 216-581-1644. 1-844 and just let our wonderful Mrs. Martin know that you are calling about becoming a new Trinity student, and you'll get connected. We'll probably have you come out for a tour, and we'd love to meet you.
If there's an organization that wants to get involved, but maybe they don't necessarily need interns, is there a way they could still help out?
Yes, we have a program called our Angel Sponsorship Program. And that's when you say, what a cool thing Trinity's doing, but I'm too far away. You know, I can't have an intern like my husband's company, Crestcore, and Mentor does for us. They became an angel sponsor once they heard about the program. And that means that you give us some dollars for a sponsorship, and you're then sponsoring one of our students to go to a nonprofit organization, and that helps us expand. So that would be great, too. I'd love to welcome you to that program.
Barb, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today about this. And thank you for everything that you're doing to help change these students' lives. That's truly amazing.
Thank you, Chelsea, so much for having me. It's wonderful to talk about this program and to be with you today. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.